Hello and welcome to the After Dark podcast.
Maybe. After Dark podcast?
It might be a podcast. Who knows?
I think it is.
Dude, my eye is twitching so bad right now.
Not again.
So this is a podcast.
You bet it is.
And I tell a story about a true crime or a conspiracy theory. Usually 90% of the time true crime.
Yeah, we've only done like one and like a half conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, we covered Acoustic Kitty.
Yeah, that's the half.
But that's not really a conspiracy theory.
But yeah, because they kind of confirmed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Dang.
At the end of one of the episodes, we did a fucking COVID-19 theories.
We did a bunch. We just kind of talked about a couple of different theories in that one.
Yeah.
And like then, Avril Lavigne.
And then we jumped to fucking... And then the one we did a whole fucking COVID-19 theory.
Yeah.
So, like, we've done a couple. Holy shit, I want to... I'm on my phone.
Yep.
I want to give a shout-out to Attic of Haunts. Fan of everything horror, JCK's Attic of Haunts, for following me on Instagram.
Wow, I got really excited. I thought they were going to be like our 100th follower.
No, we're at 98.
Oh, dang. I knew we were at like 97 earlier, and like we've been getting a couple every day, so I was like, maybe they're our 100th follower. Dang.
But yeah, what the fuck was I saying?
Conspiracy theories and...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's just easier for me to find things on true crime.
This is true. Conspiracy theories, I feel like to get like a really good one, you gotta do like a lot of, like there's a lot.
Yeah, and I dig for what I have, but I conspiracy theories, I feel like I have to dig a little bit more to like the weird side of the internet.
Yeah, to even just get enough evidence to make a whole episode.
Yeah.
Of like why this might be legit.
You want to hear a fun fact?
Sure.
My application to be a barista at Starbucks is expired.
Wow.
I think an
application could expire.
I don't know. I should get off fucking the internet and actually pay attention.
Yes.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm living.
That's good.
Fucking got bored. Decided to redo my entire basement, so now we can hang out in my basement.
We got a fun little, like, hangout office type. It's not really an office space, but like we're going to use it like an office space.
Yeah, we get to chill.
Yeah, so we're not just in the bedroom.
If you want to see a picture of that, it'll be on my Instagram at some point. Probably by the time this comes out.
At FOF underscore pigman?
Yeah.
That one.
But yeah, today I wanted to just talk. So I like bringing little things to the table before I bring the main meat and potato to the... If the main crime is a meat and then the thing I bring is a potato.
Okay.
So my potato today. So I found this Instagram account while perusing the true crime tags.
Yes.
If you ever want us to like your photo, hashtag it true crime, because 9 times out of 10 I'll look on it and yep. Like it. So I found this account and it's really cool. So they sell different... Or I couldn't decide if it was cool or not. They sell different pieces of, like, serial killer, like, memorabilia? So, like, I'll use one as an example that's like, is this cool or is this I'm just trying to make some money off of nothing? There's one that's, like... Dirt from Ed Gein's grave.
That could literally be dirt from their backyard.
Yeah. But then there's actually like handwritten letters and painting, or not paintings, pictures, like illustrations and stuff from different people like Doug Clark and...
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I imagine you wouldn't. And fucking, where's one that you would know? Ed Gein grave dirt. You can get a mystery package for $65. You can get someone's fucking county ID.
Interesting.
Where's one that you'll know?
I don't know.
Where's one? Fuck. Oh, I haven't covered that one yet.
Just say one. I might know.
Nico Clocks.
No.
Vampire Paris signed business card.
Nope.
I knew it.
Well.
But yeah, they have some cool stuff. And I just wanted to talk about it because I'm not sure whether or not it's cool or not.
But I feel I've
come to the conclusion it's cool.
It's cool, but it also, depending on the thing, I don't know exactly entirely what they've got, but some of it, like at one point, does it cross a line of like between like the interest of serial killers and like the obsession of them where they think they're like neat and cool and like, haha, I would be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The weird people who make, like, the weird, like, love collages of the Columbine shooters.
Dude, I was fucking on the true crime tag, and it's just, there's so many people fucking horny for, like, Ted Bundy and
that's what I mean. Like,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Does it cross into that line, or is it still, like, people who, like, there are people who buy, like, t-shirts and, like, leggings with just mugshots of different serial killers, and I'm that feels like it crosses a line of, like, this is no longer, like, I'm interested in this because, like, why the fuck? And I'm interested, like, you know, it just feels weird to me. And, like, I would never do that.
Hayden Clark fingernail clippings.
Like, what? Who? That's weird. That's weird to me.
Prison-owned razor.
What? Also, like, how do you get all this shit?
Some of it's weird. He had a ruler.
Like, what?
There's a poster that a guy hung in his garage of a sexy lady.
But, like, where do you get this from? Or you just know that someone had it because you've seen a crime scene photo and bought the same one?
I accidentally clicked on one. There's Philip Jablonski. Dick tracing with pubic hair for $140.
That's gross, but I also feel like I know that name for some reason.
I realized I said Jablonski very well.
You did. And killed it.
I almost said Jablinski. And that's Jack Black.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
It better not be Jack Black. I might lose it.
But yeah, so consensus. Murder Museum. Cool, but maybe creepy.
Yeah.
Don't fucking be horny for fucking people. These people did bad things. Don't be horny for them.
Please.
Talking about being horny. There was no segue. There's no horny in this.
Good.
Today we're going to be talking about, so I was fucking bamboozled into talking about another shooting.
How are you bamboozled?
I bamboozled myself. So.
Explain.
When researching something else I was doing, I was going to do a series on YouTube about, serial killers or killers that inspired movies.
Okay.
So like, in the next few episodes, we're going to be talking about the Gainesville Ripper, which inspired Scream.
Nice.
And Ed Gein inspired fucking so many.
So many.
Texas Chainsaw, Silence of the Lambs, fucking Psycho.
People love a good nipple belt.
Yeah. I like that that's the one fact that you know about that case, and you just run with it.
I know a little bit, but like that's... I don't know why. The idea of a nipple belt is just very gross.
It's funny.
And very funny to me.
Dude, at some point I'm going to make a nipple belt.
Yeah.
Not out of nipples.
Not a real nipple belt.
I own a haunted house. It's not weird for me to say things.
I was supposed to make the nipples.
Yeah. I was going to say you can use my nipple as a mold, but nope.
Why not?
You were going to make the mold for the nipple out of clay.
Yeah, I was going to make the nipple mold.
Yeah, and then I was going to do the latex.
Which would help, technically, I would be an instrumental process of making the nipples.
Yes. I agreed to make, I'll make a nipple belt. I have a penis necklace, it's fine.
It matches, and like the finger necklace.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Now.
The nipple belt is important.
If I didn't own a haunted house, this would be very concerning, but I own a haunted house.
Yeah, if you didn't own a haunted house, I think
Yeah.
Police? Hello?
Anyways, so I was researching people that inspired movies.
Yes.
And so I came across the name.
Yeah.
Martin Bryant.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he apparently inspired Chucky.
Oh.
However.
Is he a doll?
No. I found out afterwards that the fucking wording of the article I read in the first place was wrong, and he was inspired by Chucky.
He was inspired by Chucky.
We'll get to that. But, so that's how I was bamboozled into doing a shooting.
Okay.
So I was done my research, and I was like, okay, so what the fuck is the connection to Chucky?
Yeah.
And then I found out that it was wrong.
Someone lied.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, that being said, Martin Bryant.
Yeah.
He was born on May 7th, 1967 in Tasmania, Australia.
That means he's like 50-something. Four? Three.
Three, probably. 53. So his childhood was rough.
That's not good.
And his mother was like, his mother said that he often broke his toys.
Oh, so he made his own childhood rough.
And that he was annoying and different.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Perhaps don't call your children annoying.
Well.
To their face, anyways.
Yeah. I don't think she said that to his face. Oh, it's okay. Just like, she's on the record saying that he was annoying and different.
Weird.
So the dude was bullied by other children, and he would become violent very quickly.
That's no good.
And on one specific occasion, a neighbor saw him pull a snorkel out of a friend who was, or another child who was diving.
Like they were actively diving. Yeah. And just, like, pulled on the snorkel.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
But like he pulled it away so that the kid was now drowning.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's not good.
Kid didn't die.
That's good. But like he tried.
Yeah. So dude ended up being suspended from his school. And there was no actual reason, like a specific reason, but he got violent with other kids. So
I mean, I'm sure there was a specific reason. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah. I meant like in my research, I didn't find a specific, but like put two and two together and it's like, oh, he was a bad kid.
Yeah. He probably punched a kid and they were like, you're suspended.
Yeah. But he ended up being taken to a psychologist.
Smart.
To try to figure out what the fuck is wrong with this kid.
Good call. Good call.
And the psychologist was like, your kid has a tendency to torture animals.
Wow. What a jump.
And he also noted that Martin would likely never hold down a job due to his tendency to get in trouble.
Well, I feel like that's a bold statement to make for a young child, but...
Yeah.
Like, the point of seeing you is perhaps you can help him hold down a job eventually.
Yeah.
Can you help him, please?
So after returning to school, he spent some time just schooling, but eventually he ended up in special education.
Mm.
And while going in there was apparently detrimental to his grades and behavior because he got much worse as time went on.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can imagine because kids generally aren't nice to kids who are in special education.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that did not help.
So he graduated.
All right.
And was put on disability. Almost right away out of school.
Interesting.
His doctor noted that his inability to read or write.
How did you graduate if you can't read or write?
Well, usually, depending on how bad your disability is, learning disability.
Yeah.
They figure out other ways to help you get through school.
Yeah, I mean, but this is like the 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a little bit more difficult at that point. I mean, I get it. Like, yeah. It's good, but also, like, usually they try a little bit.
Well, back then they probably just didn't bother because it's like, oh, this guy can't do this. He's literally disabled.
There you go.
Have fun.
Off into the world with you.
So he couldn't read or write. And all he would do is watch TV and he'd garden.
Oh, he liked the garden.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that he potentially had schizophrenia.
Interesting.
Martin found work.
Good for him.
Gardening.
Nice.
When he was 19, he actually had his own lawn mowing business.
Good for him.
And he was going door to door asking for new clients.
Nice.
And he met a 54-year-old woman named Helen Mary Elizabeth Harvey.
That's a lot of names.
Who was also rich and lived with her mother.
Okay.
So the two became good friends.
That's nice.
And he would visit her mansion, help feed her 14 dogs.
That's a lot of fucking dog
feed. And the 40 cats living in the garage.
What? Excuse me? Yeah. Okay, hold on. So 14 dogs.
Yep.
Just living in the house.
Yep.
Okay, it's a mansion, so they've got lots of room.
Yeah.
But you're going to put 40 cats. First of all, why so many cats? Second of all, why are they all in the garage?
Yeah.
Why the garage? That better be a big-ass garage, like a four-car garage, at least.
Well.
That's still too many.
I could tell you about the garage in a hot minute.
Okay.
So just bear with me, okay?
Yep.
So eventually someone was like, yo, this is dumb, and reported Helen to the health authorities.
Yep.
And they ordered a cleanup of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she wasn't allowed to have animals on the property anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Helen's mother then died a few weeks later.
Oh.
Bryant and his father.
Yep.
Helped clean up the house.
That's okay.
And Martin eventually moved in with Helen.
Weird.
I realize I'm switching between Martin and Bryant, but just remember those are his names, okay?
Yes.
And that Bryant is his second name.
That's his last name?
Because eventually there's someone else with the last name Martin. And shit's gonna get confusing.
Okay.
So
Bryant is our bad guy.
Bryant or potentially Martin, depends on how I feel when I was writing the notes.
Yeah, but then you say you introduced somebody else name with the last name Martin.
Just bear with me.
I'm going to lose it.
Just bear with me. So the two began spending a lot of money.
Yeah, Helen.
And yes.
Okay.
And this is where the garage comes in.
Okay.
They bought 30 cars within 3 years.
That's a lot of fucking cars.
So it's probably a pretty big garage.
I sure fucking hope so.
Yeah. So
why do you need 30 cars? For all every cat.
Yeah.
Only 10 cats
have. But no, there's no cats anymore.
I know, I'm joking.
They're replacing the cats with cars.
Why? That's just like one letter. It's fine.
Yeah. So Bryant was reassessed for his disability.
Because he's working now.
Yes. Or I just guess it was time.
I mean, yeah, either way.
They have to double check either way.
Yeah.
And they added a note to his paperwork. Mm-hmm. That said, father protects him from any occasion which might upset him as he continually threatens violence.
How does his father protect him from that?
Martin tells me he would like to go around shooting people.
Oh boy.
It would be unsafe to allow Martin out of his parents' control.
Well, someone should tell him he's not living with his parents anymore.
Yeah. So Helen ended up buying a 72-acre farm.
That's a big farm.
With Bryant, because she couldn't have animals.
Oh, so she's like, if I move, I can put animals on this farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he moved in with her
to this new farm. Okay.
And he was known to fire a BB gun, or actually said air gun. I'm just saying BB, at people and dogs.
Good.
And apparently would patrol around their property and surrounding properties late into the night shooting at the dogs.
Well, I mean, you really shouldn't be doing that on other people's property. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing it on yours, but at least it's like, if it's yours, it's yours.
Yeah.
It's more like, you have a bit of a better argument for that.
Yeah.
But like, just don't shoot air guns at people or dogs. Yeah.
So the neighbors avoided Bryant like the goddamn plague.
Smart.
But he continued to try to befriend them. So we're going to jump a little bit time-wise.
Okay.
To the next really relevant time, like, event, okay?
Okay.
It's 1992.
Oh, boy.
Helen.
Yeah.
And Bryant are in a car crash.
Oh, no. One of their 30 cars.
Which kills Helen.
Oh, jeez.
And injures Bryant. And he has to stay in the hospital for 7 months with major back and neck injuries.
Oh, wow. Poor Helen.
At this time,
yes,
Bryant is investigated by the police for his role in the accident.
Oh?
As he had a history of lunging for the wheel while she drove.
Good.
And had caused 3 previous accidents in the past.
Oh, my God.
She went around, she even told her friends that he was the reason that she wouldn't drive more than 60 miles per hour.
Poor Helen. Why didn't she, like, kick him out? I guess she was worried he might kill her.
They were friends.
I mean, if I was friends with somebody and they had a habit of just reaching over and grabbing the wheel while I'm driving and we've gotten into 3 accidents, I would not be friends with them anymore.
Well, I imagine, so, like, put yourself, you're an old lady.
Yes.
This young man wants to help you out with taking care of your property.
But he's also trying to actively kill you in your car.
But you know he's different.
Well, he's not allowed in my car ever again then.
Well, that's a mistake that Helen made.
Yeah.
So Bryant was named the sole beneficiary.
Oh my God. Of course he was. Of course he was.
And he was left with over $500,000 in assets.
Oh boy.
I accidentally sparked my lighter. So because of his lack of knowledge with financials.
Yep.
His mother applied and was granted guardianship of him and put his money into public trustees and stuff.
Smart.
So that the money was safe.
Yeah, good call.
But Brian's father took over caring for the farm.
Okay.
And after leaving the hospital, Brian went back to live in the family home to continue his recovery.
Yeah.
His father.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, was attempting to buy a bed and breakfast called Seascape.
Okay.
But Sally, but her name also might have been Norleen, and David Martin.
Ah, okay.
This is where the Martins come in. They bought the business before he could get his money situated.
Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Yeah. Did I not include that? What? So... He might have, so the dad actually tried to buy a property from the Martins and was like, mad about them.
Mad about the Seascape?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where? I had more notes where I explained some more stuff with the Martins. I hope, I'm just trying to. I'm sorry. My notes might have gotten a little bit mixed up.
That's okay. That's not
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You're good.
So Martin. Okay. No. I'm getting ahead of myself. So 2 months later,
after his seven months in the hospital.
Sure. I don't know. It just said 2 months later. I'm just taking it. I'm trusting it.
I'm trying to find our timeline. Okay.
There is no timeline.
He got home 2 months later. Okay.
Sure. Someone went to the farm looking for Brian's father.
Okay.
And they found a note pinned to the door that said, call the police.
Oh.
And he had thousands of dollars in his car.
What?
Apparently, he also created like he put all of his assets into a joint bank account with his wife.
The father.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But like, maybe. So even with Wikipedia, there were inconsistencies because there was the Wikipedia for the shooting.
Yeah.
And then there was the Wikipedia for the guy. So like some information was only in one and not the other.
Yeah.
Like the one about him doesn't have anything about the bed and breakfast and like his adult life.
Oh, weird. Tough. You feel like that it would.
Yeah. Anyways, so.
So dad's got a note pinned to the door with a bunch of fucking money in his car.
Yeah. Police arrived and eventually they sent divers to search all of the dams that were on the property.
Okay.
And they eventually found his body in the dam closest to the house and had one of Martin's diving weighted belts around his neck.
Oh, wow.
Police noted that the death was unusual.
Yeah, a little bit.
And it was ruled a suicide.
I mean, I guess, but normally you wouldn't pin a note to the door that says call the police. I mean, you might. But also you might include a suicide note and just call the police.
Yeah.
And have a bunch of money in your car.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Martin inherited about $250,000 from his father after the death.
Hmm.
He blamed the Davids, but he blamed the Martins. Because David Martin.
Yep.
He blamed the Davids. He blamed the Martins for his father's suicide.
Because they wouldn't sell him the property.
Claiming that they were the worst people in his life and that they were very mean. Eventually, Martin sold the farm for $143,000.
Oh, boy.
And he moved into the old mansion.
Okay.
That I guess he owned.
Weird. Okay.
I guess they didn't sell the mansion.
Yeah, when they moved into the new house, it was still just like her house.
Yeah.
And he inherited everything, so it makes sense. Okay.
Around this time, he bought an AR-15.
That's a gun.
Yes. That's a big machine gun.
Yeah.
I believe it's illegal in most places now. Because it's one of the most popular for shootings, I believe. You hear about it a lot. I
say it was used in the Vegas one.
I think so. To be fair, did you see the Vegas, like, the pictures of his room? There was every type of gun you could ever fucking imagine.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I think that was, like, the main one that everybody talked about.
So, around this time, Martin began to dress oddly, and this isn't relevant to anything. I just thought it was fun and wanted to make fun of his fashion choice.
Okay.
Because the guy's a cunt.
Yeah.
So he wore very weird colored suits.
Okay.
Flared pants. Hmm. Ruffled shirts.
Oh.
And lizard skin boots.
Oh, boy.
The owner of a restaurant that he frequented.
Yeah.
Described it as horrible. and said that everyone, including the guests, would laugh at him. That he felt bad for him after realizing that he had no friends.
You want to know something fun?
What?
I can think of at least one person who would wear something like this.
Yeah.
You just kind of turned around and smiled at me. You knew exactly what I was thinking about.
Yep. So, over the next 2 years...
Yes.
Mr. Martin Man... Bryant Man.
And his whack outfits.
Yeah, he visited over 14 different countries.
Oh, he's traveling.
He had like a 3-page long list of places that he visited.
Why?
Because he could.
Just for funsies?
But he hated all of them.
Yep.
Because he realized that people there were also avoiding him like the plague.
Perhaps it's because of your outfits are stupid.
I realized I tried to say plague, but my voice just stopped working.
A little bit. I was just not going to comment on it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
So he got back home, and in 1995, he became very suicidal and a wee bit of an alcoholic.
Oh, no.
Drinking upwards of two bottles of hard liquor per day.
That's a lot.
Just a wee bit of an alcoholic.
Just a little bit.
In March of 1996, jumping ahead.
Mm-hmm.
He took his AR-15 into a repair shop.
Okay.
And we're at the day of the shooting.
I don't think I knew there were gun repair shops.
Well, yeah.
I didn't think guns broke, really.
Yeah.
I was just like, guns. Well, and then I guess I thought if the gun broke, you just bought a new one.
Well, you can do. Do you have the money for that?
I don't know anything about guns. I didn't know you could get them repaired.
Well, like, you can take apart a gun, clean it and everything, and then, so, like, there, if something breaks in there, you can just replace the part.
Yeah, I never thought about, like, that.
And, like, guns jam all the time. Look at the fucking last shooting we covered, James Huberty. His gun fucking jammed when he went to shoot somebody.
Yeah, but like I don't know why I just didn't think that, like, I usually, if it jams, it kind of unjams.
Well, you have to unjam it.
Yeah, but like I never thought about you needing to take your gun in to get repaired like you do a car.
I think it was just kind of like a checkup on the gun, you know.
It's just funny to me. It's unrelated. I just thought I was weird.
Maybe he was just getting it cleaned.
Maybe. Okay, so anyway.
So April 28th, 1996.
Yeah.
It's the day of the shooting.
Yes.
So shit's about to get bleak. Instead of going person by person, naming every single one, and I probably will just list the names in, like, memory of all of them at the end. I didn't want to make it as bleak and dark as the last one.
Yeah.
So I started off with names, but I kind of just eventually just went to, he killed this many people in this place.
Okay.
So that's a fair, I'm going to go through the names at the end and just list them all off in memory, but yeah.
Okay.
So.
About to get serious.
Yeah.
Content warning.
If you don't like, if you don't want to hear about a shooting, I know I said this in the last episode, and I feel bad that we're doing this two episodes in a row.
I mean, we can spread them out after in the edit.
Yeah, sure. We'll probably release this later, but we recorded James Huberty just before this.
Yeah, we can spread them out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck was that?
DVD case, I think.
Oh, oops.
I don't know. Where was that even sitting?
Fucking talk.
You're bad at this. Yeah, sorry. I'm not good on the spot. We can spread this out. We'll do something else in between.
Well, I was in the midst of saying, if you don't want to listen to this sad story at this point, dude killed some people. He sucks. He's a cunt. The end.
The end.
The end. So if you want to hear it, please continue listening.
Here we go.
So April 28th, 1996.
Yeah.
Martin woke up at 6 a.m. with his alarm clock.
Okay.
Which many said was weird because he didn't use an alarm clock.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine if you just don't really work, you wouldn't use an alarm clock.
Yeah.
I don't.
He had a girlfriend apparently at this point, but I didn't see anything else about it except for in this note.
Okay, so potentially a girlfriend.
Potentially a girlfriend leaves at 9 a.m.
Oh, okay, so she's living in the mansion too?
Yes.
Okay.
He leaves the house at 9:45 a.m.
9:45?
Yes, it was actually 9:47, but I just rounded down.
Yeah.
So he'd made a whole bunch of stops on his way to where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Look, most of it's not relevant. I think at some point his car breaks down and he stops because it's overheating and he talks to people. It's not relevant.
It's the universe telling him to not.
Well, let's just jump ahead. He drove to the seascape.
Okay, the bed and breakfast.
And he went to the guest house that his father had tried to buy.
Okay.
He then found David Martin.
Yep.
Gagged him.
Hmm.
And stabbed him, and then at some point also killed Sally and or Norlene.
Yes.
There was really not much of an explanation as to how he killed her. Just that he stabbed David Martin. But also, maybe he didn't stab David Martin.
Oh.
And maybe he shot...
Ah, love the inconsistencies.
Yeah.
I like that we don't even know his wife's real name. We don't actually know what it is.
It was... I believe her real name's Norlene, but she was going by Sally, and I have no clue why. That's like Dick and Richard. Fuck me in the ass.
Stop.
Come on, Richard.
Terrible.
Put it in, Richard.
Gross.
So yeah, he killed the Martins.
Yes.
Left the place, locked the doors.
Oh, how nice.
And he ran into a couple who was arriving at the bed and breakfast.
Hmm.
And they were like, yo, can we see our rooms? And he was like, no, my dad and mom aren't here. And my girlfriend left.
Okay.
And so everyone walked away from each other. And the guests left at about 12:35. That's just to give a time frame.
Yeah, so it's about 12:30-ish.
Yeah, so he drove to the Port Arthur ruins.
Where the heck is that?
It's not far. He went into the restaurant that's on site.
Okay.
While carrying a large duffel bag, and he ate some lunch. Had a nice little luncheon.
Oh, love lunch.
Upon finishing his meal, he set up a video camera on a nearby table. Took out his gun and began firing.
Oh, I like how he took the time to set up a fucking camera.
I don't really talk about it because I didn't talk about his motives too much, and I don't know why. Part of it's that he wanted no notoriety, and I guess that's exactly what we're giving him with this podcast. But I think it's just more interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Some factors into everything instead of like he's a cunt.
Yeah, how come you don't talk about the motive too much?
I don't know, that's just something I didn't write down. I don't think I might have. I don't know.
Oh. Okay, we'll find out.
I think I was getting tired of writing at that point, and we were and Oculus was on, so I wanted to kind of watch that. Good movie.
It is a good movie. I was enjoying it.
Yeah. So he fired his gun. He killed 12 people and injured another 10.
Okay.
In the restaurant. He then went to the gift shop.
Ah.
Began open firing again, killing 8 people and injured 2 more.
So this is like a touristy area.
Yeah.
Okay.
He then changed his ammo mag.
Yep.
And left the building, shooting 10 more people in the parking lot, killing 4 and injuring 6.
Oh my god.
He then drove down the street about 200 miles, or not miles, meters.
Ah, so not very far
at all. Not very far. It might have been meters or feet, I don't remember. Probably feet.
That's still not very far.
He came across a mother and her 2 children.
Oh,
shot at them, killed the mother and the child that she was holding. The other child ran away. He chased the child down.
Are you shitting me?
And shot them as well.
Are you serious?
He then killed 4 occupants of a gold BMW and stole it.
Hmm.
He drove for a little bit, came across a couple in a Toyota car.
Yep.
Ordered the man to get out and climb into the trunk of the BMW and close the trunk door.
Mm-hmm.
He then shot the man's significant other.
Yep.
And then he drove back to the seascape and took his hostage inside, where the bodies of the Martins were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Police arrived.
Why did he take a hostage?
For negotiations, because they stayed on the phone for many hours negotiating.
Huh.
Before his phone died.
Yep.
Of course it did. His only request was that he be transported out via military helicopter.
Why a military helicopter?
Who knows? To a nearby airport.
Yep.
After hanging out in the guest house for 18 hours.
Oh my god.
He set it on fire.
Yep.
And he suffered burns to his back and his ass. They found the hostage later and he had been shot, but he was alive and had actually died in the fire.
Oh wow.
So I believe Norlene also died in the fire.
If she was not already.
Yeah. So he was arrested,
mm-hmm.
Killed a total of 36 people.
Oh, my God.
His motives were widely believed that he wanted notary and that he was mad at the Martins.
Yeah.
Those are the motives. I didn't, because it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. Like, I get mad at the Martins, murdered them. Fine. I guess. It's murder. But, like, why did... And I guess the tourist thing, yeah, if it's just he wants to be famous.
Well, let me, I'm going to read you something from the aftermath. Where is it? He had, there was something about, so... Fuck, where is it? Where the fuck is it?
I don't know.
There was a thing about... motivation. From the moment he was captured, he continually wanted to know how many people he had killed and seemed impressed by the number.
Piece of garbage.
He was only allowed to listen to music on the radio outside of his cell. And has denied any news reports of the massacre.
Makes sense.
Photographers allowed in to take pictures of him in his prison cell were first forced to destroy the film in his presence when the governor found out.
Hmm.
So, he just wanted some notoriety.
I do like that they took all those precautions to not actually let him know anything.
Yeah. So he's a cunt.
Yeah.
I'll read the names now.
Okay.
For memory of them.
Yeah.
Winifred Joyce Applin, Walter John Benet, Nicole Louise Burgess, Sue Lang Chung, Elva Rhonda Gaylard, Zoe Ann Hall, Elizabeth Jane Howard, Mary Elizabeth Howard, which is kind of not funny, but like Helen's middle names were Mary Elizabeth.
Interesting coincidence.
Mervin, John Howard, Ronald Noel, Jerry, Tony Vadivilu, Kistan, Leslie Dennis Lever. There's a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Kate Luton, David Martin, Nolene Sally Joyce Martin, Pauline Virginia Masters, Alana Louise McCack, Madeline Grace McCack, Nanette Patricia McCack. That's the mother and two children.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Bruce Mills, Peter Brenton Nash, Gwenda Joan Neander, William, the last name is NG. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry. Anthony Nightingale, Mary Rose Nixon, Glenn Pierce, Russell Pollard, Jeanette Quinn, Helen Salzman, Robert Salzman, Kate Scott, Kevin Sharp, Raymond Sharp, Royce Thompson, and Jason Bernard Winter. Those are all the names.
Yeah.
Respect. That's me patting my chest and then putting up the peace sign. I think I did that in another episode recently. You did.
Hemingway.
Yeah. I'm so cool.
You are. You could hear it too.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So where were we at? So he...
He's not allowed pictures or news.
So he, during trial...
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty.
Are you shitting? I'm gonna lose my... You set up a videotape of you doing this. How are you going to say you are not guilty of doing this?
But he later changed his plea to guilty.
Wow!
While waiting for his trial, he was found to have conduct disorder, which is like having the need to do things on multiple times in the same number each time.
Okay.
Something that people associate often with OCD.
Yeah, like where you gotta knock five times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ADHD and Asperger's.
Interesting.
And he did not have schizophrenia.
Hmm.
He received a total of 35 life sentences. Plus 1,652 years in prison without the possibility of parole, all to be served.
Executively?
Yeah, that's the word.
So, sorry, the 35 life sentences on top of the 1,000?
Yeah. Well, the 1,652 on top of the life sentences.
Good. It's what he deserves.
As a result of all of this, Australia actually tightened down on their gun laws. Because before, you didn't need registration to have...
Is this what made them change all their gun laws? Yeah. I've heard that there was like one big mass shooting and then they changed all their gun laws. I didn't realize this was it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they changed all their gun laws.
Good for... That's how you... And they haven't had a big shooting since then.
Wasn't there just one?
New Zealand. It's technically that's not New Zealand. Australia.
I couldn't remember where it was.
Yeah, but... No, as from my understanding, this was like their one big shooting situation that made them change all of their gun laws, and they haven't had anything relatively close since then.
Yeah.
They haven't had a mass anything.
Yeah.
It's a big argument whenever there's a one in the States, and people are always like, look at what Australia did, do that.
Yeah.
They don't, but that's not the point.
Let's not get political. I feel like that's something I say in every episode when you start complaining about the United States laws.
I wasn't complaining. I was just making a statement.
But yeah, they tightened down on their gun laws because before you could just go and buy an AR-15.
Yep.
Now you can't.
You just can't do that. No one needs to have one of those.
So with this, the media somehow tried to link the murders to his enjoyment of the film Chucky or Child's Play 2. After his girlfriend said in an interview that he enjoyed the film.
Well, first of all, where did that come? Like, why is she even talking about that? but like whatever. Wow. Yeah, I do love when people try to blame media for stuff.
Yeah, it's so good.
When it's just like, well, not really.
Like, they tried to blame Marilyn Manson and, I almost said Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Manson and Doom for the fucking Columbine shooting.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I think I'd rather them try to blame Child's Play than blame it on his Asperger's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I would definitely be like, yep, it's all the movie's fault. Yep, that's it.
I think, so originally I wanted to cover this one because it was like, oh, this inspired Chucky.
Yes.
But it didn't.
Nope.
But then I was like, okay, I could just stop doing this. Like, I could just put this aside, not cover it, because I don't really want to cover too many more shootings.
Yeah.
This will probably be this one, and I might cover some of the background of the Columbine, because...
Yeah, there's a lot of background for that one, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a big story into it. I don't know much about it. I know that it was, like, a big... That, like, those guys, they did a lot of shit.
Yeah. So, like, I might cover that in, like, a way down the line.
Yeah, in a hot minute.
But, like, I'm gonna... I wanted to... after when I decided to do this one, it was kind of to talk a bit about... I mean, we talked a little bit about mental health with it in the last one, but I think this one... is a little bit different.
This one kind of shows that it's not always has nothing really to do with a mental illness. It was like,
yeah, like I think it comes down to dude was lonely, wanted people to pay attention to him,
and he already had pre-existing anger issues from a young age.
Yeah.
And if he was torturing animals, he was showing signs of becoming a serial killer anyways. Yeah. So it's like one of those, nobody helped him get over the anger issues.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, it's hard to be like, no one helped him, because like, you can't blame anybody else. He made the conscious decision to do this, but had he gotten help for the anger issues, would it have stopped this, prevented it, you know?
Yeah. Or had he been properly diagnosed with any of his shit, could he have gotten the help to make him...
Yeah.
More productive in society. And
if he had Asperger's, that could be the undiagnosed, and because like it's hard,
yeah,
knowing somebody, being related to somebody with, he's more Asperger's, it's like, it's frustrating. When he was young, he was frustrated as hell. Yeah. Like, for not getting treated for that, and the, what was it called with the repetitive
conduct disorder.
Yeah, conduct disorder. I'm sure that's annoying as hell to have it. Like, I can't even imagine.
He also had an IQ of 66, which is apparently low.
Yeah, I think that's... I think... I want to say, like, 70 is, like, what's considered, like, mental retardation, for a lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I think that's technically the correct term anyways, but I don't like it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do you get mad at me if I say that? You just said it.
Because you don't say it often, but you don't say it in the...
I don't say like it.
No, you don't. I get mad when people say it as like a insult, because...
I said me, but like, I don't say it.
You don't say it. It's because I think I could be... wrong, but I think that is the actual term for it.
I know. I was kind of making a joke. But
when you're just like, that person's nah. Then it, yeah, that's not cool.
I was making a joke. It's okay. I was making a joke about...
That's good.
About what you said.
I'm glad, yeah.
Making a joke.
Okay.
Making it funny. But yes.
Mass shootings are hard to talk about and to like wrap your head around.
Yeah.
Because, like, murder is one thing. Even, like, serial killers, it's still hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, absolutely random. But these feel even more random. Why?
If I was going to cover one after the Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be real, the Christchurch shooting is a very interesting case.
That's the New Zealand one, right?
The one that was highly associated with PewDiePie. And yeah, I believe it was New Zealand.
Yes, because he targeted the mosque and shit. And yeah. It was like memeing.
Yeah. His manifesto is a whole, it's just shitpost.
I forgot he wrote a manifesto.
It's fucking like 100 pages and I read it.
Did you read the entire thing?
Yes. But like that's another one I would talk about.
Yeah.
I think going forward, if I do more shootings, like I want to talk about more shootings,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say their names.
Okay.
In most cases, it's because they crave notoriety.
Oh, the shooters' names.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant victim names. And I'm like, well.
No.
I don't think we said any in the last one. Maybe a couple.
I did it in the last one. I did individually each group that got.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
There were only a few that I didn't mention.
You're right, you're right.
But yeah, I might not cover the killers' names in the next one.
I think that's a good idea.
Because they that's what they want.
Yeah, like just saying the name of the place, like Columbine or Christchurch, I think is enough. I mean, Columbine turned because there's two guys, right? So guy one and guy two.
Or I just say fucking Joe and Schmo.
Yeah, like... I think that's a good idea if we're doing it that way. Because that's really, most of the time that's what they wanted.
And, like, part of it was that, like, part of my issue with this one was that, like, I was like, oh, do I want to talk about this? Because I know he's literally craving notoriety. But.
Yeah, but I think it's also, it's one of those things, even with serial killers, where that's what a lot of them want.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why they'll taunt police and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, if we... don't talk about it, are we like, we're not, obviously we can't make it worse, but is it like, I don't know, I can't think of what I'm trying to say. Like, I know what I want to say, but I can't think of how to say it, if that makes sense.
I get you. It's hard, but we're gonna cover some fun ones in the next few. Because these are hard.
Yeah, I think we should definitely, we'll split them up.
Yeah, we'll do some fun ones before this, fun ones after it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you want to do a fucking outro so we can...
I think we got to get a better segue, so you're not just like, do an outro.
Well, I can do an outro.
I'm just thinking, like...
You want me to do the outro?
I can do the outro, I just...
Well, thank you for...
Are you going to do it? You want me to do it?
Do you want me to do it?
I can do it.
Okay, then you do it. Fuck, man. What the fuck? Why are you asking me this if you already know that you want to do it?
Because you just said you started it, so...
No, I was joking, and that's why I laughed after it. I laughed. Ah!
Are you just watching your audio spike?
No.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, I was. I was making sure I wasn't getting too loud while still yelling.
That's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm getting into my microphone and whispering.
Yeah.
If you like what you saw here, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, yeah.
We're an ASMR channel now.
This is an ASMR podcast. So Jeffrey Dahmer was a cunt.
The end.
A goddamn cunt. The end. If you liked what I told you, open wide and what? Like my life. What?
I can't even hear what you're saying anymore.
Give me a good old thumbing up the butt.
What up the butt?
Thumb me in the bum. My sexy burritos.
I'm trying really hard, but I cannot hear anything you say.
You'll have a fun time while you're editing this. Lily, this is for you, future Lily. Hello.
I heard my name, but I didn't hear anything after that.
Good. Okay. This is future Zach here, doing an outro. Thank you for listening to the After Dark podcast. If you want to listen to us on any other listening platforms, links will be down below. We're on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all those good places. If you want to follow us on any social medias, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube and our and join our Facebook discussion group. The links will also be down below in a link tree. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next podcast.